Rashi Matis and Diktoni, Poholecha Sul and Pligi, that the machloikis between Besham and Beis Hillel is, if you're allowed to carry this ladder from one nest, bird nest, to another nest, is not like this Tana. Why? Mer says, the Tani would not like this in the Braisa. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Moidim Besham and Beis Hillel, they're both Moida, that Shemalichin Esasulam Mishavach Leshavach. Yes, you're allowed to carry a nest from, you're allowed to carry the ladder from one nest to another nest, you're allowed to. And since you're taking it for a purpose of Simchas Yomtiv, you want to take it to be able to get the birds down from that nest on top of the tree. A mishtamash not on the tree, not allowed to be mishtamash with the tree. It's not on a tree. Wherever it is, though, you want to climb up, take the ladder to get there, so you're allowed to. Because since it's Tzarech Simchas Yomtiv, you want to go get the birds to make a shchita, they're both murder, you're allowed to. Le'nechluku, where is the machlekes now Mishnah? Whether you're allowed to, where the ladder, elolahachzir. The question is, after you went up the nest and got down the birds, now if you want to take the ladder back to your house, back to the original place, that's where the machlekes is. Hey, now there's no more Simchas Yomtiv involved. You already have your birds that you want to shecht for Yomtiv. So there's no more hetero Simchas Yomtiv. It's only Stama Shaila, can you carry the ladder back or not? So here, that Shebe Shama Yomrim Ein Machzirin. You're not allowed to carry the ladder back because it's a Marasayin. People will see you carrying the ladder, they'll think you're going to fix up your roof to do an Issidi Raisa, so you're not allowed to do it. Well, Beisil Yomrim Af Machzirin. No, there's no Marasayin because people know this is a ladder made special for the birds. They won't come to say you're doing it to fix up your roof. Therefore, the Lachri is Af Machzirin. So according to this Tan, it's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says Allah clearly of Beisham Yomim Ein Malichin Es Asulim Mishavach Leshavach. You're not allowed to take it to the nest. That's what Beisham said to Zosar. And this Bryce learns, no, they're taking it to the nest to get the bird down. For sure it's Mutter. The only Machlok is just taking it back. So our Mishnah does not come out like this Tana. Omar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, "Bameh devorim amurim." When do we learn the whole machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Sulam Shal Shoyvich. Only by a ladder that's used to climb up to get the nest, to get the birds. You want to reach a high nest, so you have a special bird ladder to climb up to get them. That's what the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Aval Beis Sulam Shal Aliyah. But if you have the regular ladder that you use to climb up the roof, to go on top of your roof, then divri hakolosa. Then even Beis Hillel holds it's also to carry such a ladder on Yomtiv. Even if you only want to carry it for Dover Heter, you want to carry it now to use to get down birds, but since it's a ladder used to climb up on the roof, then even Beis Hillel's murdered as a Marasayim. But people will say, what are you carrying such a ladder for now? Most probably you want to go up to your roof and fix the roof. So people come to learn from you, you're allowed to fix the roof on Yomtiv. If the Rabbanan said nothing doing, you're not allowed to carry this ladder. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Doisi, when Rabbi Doisi says, Mateyo mechaloin lechaloin. You should know a ladder, your ladder move from one nest, from one window to another window. Like we said before, the nest has like an apartment house for the birds you have there, and each room has its own window, so kids, you could move the ladder a little bit from one window nearby to the next window. Now exactly what Rabbi Doisi is talking about, we'll see later in the Gemara. There's two ways to learn. Either he's going, explaining Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said that an aliyah for sure it's Osir. It's only muter by a shayvich. And on that, Rav Doisa says that a shayvich, you should know, is muter mechlon mechlon according to Beshamai. That would be good like our Mishnah. The other way to learn is Rav Doisa is a big machm, is big mekel, and saying no, even by a ladder that's made to use for the roof, your ladder move that ladder from one window to another window. In other words, a small moving is muter. It's only yours to carry the ladder, then people will say you're going to climb up your roof. Mashenka, if you have this roof ladder, but right now it's up against one nest. So just to move it from one window to another window, that Rav Doisa is saying it's mutter. So we'll see later in the Gemara exactly what Rav Doisa is saying. Is it being a machmir or is it being a mekel? Because he says tam, that your ladder moved the ladder from one window to another window. So again, the shalom is he going a mekel, that even on a ladder that's meant to climb up the roof, he's mekel? Or else, no, he's a big machmir. He's talking about a ladder he used for a nest. And even the ladder that's used for a nest, you're only allowed to use it from one window to another window, but not more. That's what the Doisa says. Now, Achayri Moimim, others say, Mishum Rabbi Doisa, name of Rabbi Doisa, that Af Moedudim Boi, that you're also allowed to tilt the ladder, Moedudim Boi means a little bit more than Stam Mateyu. Mateo means like you have a ladder of facing one, you just move it over to the other side. The bottom doesn't move at all. You just slant the ladder from one side to another side. Mudadimbor means if you have to move it a little bit, even move the ladder itself a little bit, that's also mutter. You can even move the ladder a little bit to make it go. Now, it's also to pick it up. The drashim mudadimbor. If the window is far away, the yain rosh ha-sulam agiyam, and the head of the sulam doesn't get there, is sham bobatiya, just by tilting it, mudadin raglo shasulam atma, like make the ladder walk. You can walk the ladder. No, you take the ladder like this and walk with the ladder, that you can do. The first shita is just take the ladder and move it from one side to the other side, that's mutter, but it doesn't move. The other shita is you can even walk with the ladder. But again, the same shayla is Rav Dosa going to Chumra or Rav Dosa going to Kula, we'll soon see. So what says now, Maitse now? It happened that B'nai Rabbi Chiya, the children of Rabbi Chiya, Nofik L'Kraisa, they went out to the fields, Trashi Lirus are the same. They went to take care of their sodis, their fields in the outside, in the valley. It's Kiyosu, when they came home, Omalu Avuin, so the father Rabbi Chiya asked his children, he didn't ask him how business was, and ask him how the fruits were. First thing he asked him was, did anybody ask you shallow today? Let's talk and learning a little bit. Did anybody ask you any shallow when you're in the fields? His arm ruloid, they said yes, somebody asked us a shallow punk today. Sulam bol yadayno, somebody asked us a shallow out in the Mishnah. The guy has a ladder, and he wants to carry it to go someplace on Yontif. Can he take his ladder with him? That was the shallow. And the Maitre was Vitrunu, and they said, yes, you're allowed to do it. That's what the children of Rabbi Chiya told that person, yes, you're allowed to take the ladder. So Rashi says, Sulam bol yadenu, hoyleche sulam shalaliyah l'shevich. So Rashi's claw, it was a shaylev taking a sulam shalaliyah. It was a ladder made special to use to climb up the roof. And now the guy wanted to use it on Yom Tov to move it from one bird nest to another bird nest. And they said, yes, you're allowed to do it. Vitrunu, they matter it. So, Malahem. So the father told him, Rechiah told his children, Tzu, go right out again, V'yosru ma'ashatatim, and tell that person that asked you the shayla, it's osir. What you said it was mutter, tell him right away, it's osir, you're passing wrong. Why? So what's the machlokes you see? Inu sova the bonim, the children of Rechiah thought, that me the kamer Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda said, that Pesulim shel Aliyah, loy pligi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's mecharished, he's the last man yom here, before Abdaisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, but Medva Maurim, the Sulam Shal Shevich. He said, where's the Machlokes Meshem Mesilil? By a ladder from a nest, from a bird ladder. Ah, the Sulam Shal Aliyah Divri Hakalosa. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. That if you have this ladder that's made to use to climb up a roof, then you're not allowed to touch it on Yom Tov, even to use it from one bird nest to another bird nest. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So the children learned out, Mechlal, from here at Surayim, the Tanakama Savar, Pligi. That the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Rabbin, holds not like Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, no, the Machlokes Besil Meshamai is even by a ladder that's oimit for an aliyah. So it comes out, if that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah, even by a ladder that you use to climb up the roof, so what does the Mishnah say? That Beshamai says it's Osir, and Besil says it's Mutter, and the Loch is like Besil. So that's why the children sold this person, even though you're carrying now a ladder that usually is used to climb up the roof. But if you want to take this ladder now from one nest to another bird nest to get down the birds, it's mutter. That's what the children thought, said. And that's what it passed with, it's mutter. And the Gemara, the father says, no, for lohi they're wrong. Rabbi Yehuda, time, Tanakama, come aforish. Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the pshat from the Tanakama. There's no machlokes here. He's only explaining what the Tanakhama learns. He's explaining Pshat in our Mishnah. You should know that the Besil is mutter in our Mishnah to take the ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest, that's only if it's a special ladder that's used for bird nests. But you take a ladder that's used to climb up the roof, then Vesil is also Moedir Tzosim. Because as Marasayan, people say this guy's taking the ladder to fix his roof. That's why it's awesome. Gemara says, Mimai, how did Rabbi Chiyah know to say? How did Rabbi Chiyah know to say this? Mimai, what's your ayah? Maybe the children was right. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Tanakhama? So Gemara says, Mi diktoni, molichin es hasulam, mi shayvich l'shayvich. Our Mishnah says the machlokes is, are you allowed to take the ladder that's already by one bird nest, and you want to move it over to the next bird nest? That's what we're talking about. Molichin es hasulam, you can carry the ladder mi shayvich from one bird nest to the next one. Now, if you want to tell me that our Mishnah is even talking about a ladder that's used to climb up the roof, so if so, where is the ladder? Most probably the ladder is against the roof. So, what does our Mishnah say you're allowed to carry this ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest? The Mishnah should have said better, you're allowed to take this ladder that's probably near your roof, because it's a special roofing ladder, and you're allowed to take this roofing ladder and bring it to the bird nest. That's what the Mishnah should have said. As if the Mishnah means to say the machlokes is even by a ladder that's used to climb up the roof, so the Mishnah shouldn't say you're allowed to move the ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest. What is it doing about a bird nest in the first place? The Mishnah should have said you're allowed to take this ladder from the roof and use it now for bird nest. Since the Mishnah says no, you're allowed to take the ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest, Mashu, we're talking about the machlokes is only by a ladder that's miyuchah to climb up the bird nest, to get the birds down. That's where Beisil was moida, like we, that says it's mutter, like we had a svar before, because he says that shayvach mochicha leher, everybody knows you're carrying this ladder to get the birds. Mashenkin, a ladder that's taki used to climb up the roof, even Beisil was moida, it's awesome. There's a mara sign, people will say, you're coming to fix up your roof. So that's the riot to Rabbi Chiyah. Elolav hochikoma. It's all in the Shemini boiling. Elolav hochikoma. This Elamai. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Shall shayvech in. Where does Beis Hillel say a ladder carry the ladder? Only if it's a ladder that's miyuchet set aside to use to climb up to get the birds. It's a bird ladder. Of a shall ali aloi. But if you have a ladder that's used to climb up the roof, even Beis Hillel's moedu, it's awesome. There's a mara sign, people say, using it to climb up and fix your roof on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's awesome. So this is a raya, that's Rabbi Chiyah's raya, that it's tak awesome. So the Marvi Idoch, the other ones, knows what did the Bonim say? Why did the Bonim say not like this? Mi ketoni sulam shel shayvech. Does our Mishnah say we're talking about a ladder from a bird nest? Mi shayvech le shayvech ketoni. That's all. The Mishnah just says you're allowed to carry it from one bird nest to another bird nest. But it doesn't say the ladder itself is a special ladder used for that purpose. It just means you're allowed to move it around, even to a lot of different bird nests. In other words, could be talking about, you're talking about a ladder used for the roof. Now why does the Mishnah say, it just means to say you're allowed to carry it not only to one nest, to another one, to another one. It just means as many as you want to, you're allowed to use the ladder. Since you're using the ladder for a good purpose to get birds on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So that was the Machlokes, the father and the son, Reb Chiyah and his children. Ik of the army, some say the maisel was like this. Omruloi hetiya sulam shalaliya boilodeno. The children told the father, we were outside in the fields today, somebody asked us to shayla. The shayla was like this, hetiya. Am I allowed to like walk the ladder? Can I move the ladder? A ladder, sulam shalaliya. It was a ladder that's used for the roof. Boilodeno. Somebody wants to know, I don't have to take the ladder too far. I just want to move it from one place to get near the bird nest. So can I move the ladder by hetiya? Was then like walking the ladder. The 2 feet of the ladder is always on, one is on the ground, you're moving the other, but turning it around. Vatanu, and the bonim said, yes, it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. Omalehem, when the father of Chiyah heard this, he told his sons, Tzu, go out, v'yosu meshatartim, go and ask what you said it was mutter. It's no good. Now what's the machlokes then? Why did the father say it's also, and they said it was mutter? Inu sava, the children thought, my dekosa tanakamam, kashara rebdoisa. Now, that was our shalom before. Rabbi Doisa came and said that you're allowed to be mateyu with the ladder. Mechalein lachalein, you're allowed to be mateyu. You could move the ladder, walk the ladder if you want to. That's what Rabbi Doisa said. So the bonim said this thought that Rabbi Doisa is being a mekel. That he's saying even on a ladder that's used for a roof, but now if you have this ladder near the bird nest and you only want to move it a little bit, you want to walk it like to get it to the bird nest, you're allowed to. That's what Rabbi Doisa was saying. Rabbi Doisa was being mekel. V'loi, and the Gemara says, no, he's wrong. Rabbi Chiyah says the sons were wrong. Mai de kashori tanakama ko'osu Rabbi Doisa. Rabbi Doisa is being a machmir. Havadar Abdoisi is only talking about a ladder that's miyuchat set aside for the bird nest. And even by a bird nest ladder, the Tanakam says that if you, Beis Hillel says, your ladder carry it from one bird nest to another. You ladder pick it up. Reb Doisi is being a machmer and saying no. Even by a bird ladder, still it's only muta mateo. To walk the ladder a little bit, that's what he can move it around. But to pick it up and walk with the ladder, that's awesome. That's what Bechia said, it's even also to take the ladder to Mateo. Even moving the ladder around, even moving a ladder. Shalaliyah, it's also. It's only mutter ladder that's set aside to use for the birds.
And you can't pick it up. And you got to move it on the ground.
Right, according to Abdais, right. He was a machmer. Even that type of a ladder, right, he's machmer. Right, and then the Mishnah says, of a Mateo mechlen lechaloin. Even according to Beshamai, you're allowed to move this ladder from one window of the nest to the next window of the nest. Like they had nice apartment houses there for the birds, and each apartment has its own window. Alma, what do we say though in the Mishnah? That Gabe Simchas Yomtiv, Negev Alachas of Simchas Yomtiv, here it's a Shiloh of Simchas Yomtiv. You want to get the ladder in order to climb up to get a bird down, to Shechta, to have Simchas Yomtiv, heat it on Yomtiv. So what do we see? That Beishamai Lechurma, Beishamai says you're not allowed to move the ladder on Yomtiv, even though you want to get a bird. Oh, Beisil Lechula, Beisil says yes. You're allowed to move this ladder, since the purpose is to get down birds to eat, Simchas Yomtiv, it's mutter. So you see that Beisil is more makel in Alokas by Yomtiv, where it's a shayla of Simchas Yomtiv. Well, Reminu, we have a kasher on this now. The Mishnah we just learned before. That before we had, Ha'ashoich et chayiv yoif by Yomtiv, so the first Mishnah. If you shech the chayiv yoif on Yomtiv, you shech the chayiv or noif that has the mitzvah kisi adam, is Beisham ha'yomim yach ba bedakav yechaseh. You're allowed to take the shovel out of the ground and cover up the blood. So you see, Beis Shammai is a mekel in Hilchas Simchas Yomtiv. He says you're allowed to do the mitzvah kisi adam. Oh, Beis Hillel loimrim lo yishchet. Beis Hillel says no, you're not allowed to make the shechita. Elim kem hoy lo yafu muchim by join. You could only shech the chicken if you have dirt prepared before Yomtiv in what to make the mitzvah kisi adam. But if you don't have dirt completely prepared before, you only have a shovel that's stuck into the ground. Vesil says it's still called muksa, and you're not allowed to use it on Yomtiv. So it comes out according to Vesil, he's a machmir. Vesil says there's a case that you're not allowed to shech the chicken on Yomtiv. This is the only chicken you have, but you don't have any dirt prepared to make the kisi adam. Vesil says nothing doing. Don't shech the bird. You're not going to have a chicken teeth on Yomtiv. You're not going to have Simchas Yomtiv. And Beis Shammai says, yes, you are allowed to shech the bird. You could use your shovel to pick it up and cover it up. So you see, Beis Shammai is a bigger mekel, and Beis Hillel is a bigger machmer. So it's a stira. And Hilchas Simchas Yomtiv, does Beis Shammai go to kula, or does it go to chumra? It's a stira. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says you have to change around the pshatim. On the Rabbi Yechon says, mechlefes hashita. You have to change around the shita. Mimai, what's the raya? In other words, so exactly what mechlefes hashita says is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learns it means to say, change around this last din here. Of Mateo Mechelon Lechaloin. In other words, our Mishnah, all these next Mishnahs would change around. That it should be Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to take the ladder. And Beis Shammai says, yes, you are allowed to take the ladder. In other words, the first Mishnah stays the way it is. That about Kisi Adam, you see Beis Shammai is a Mekel, and Beis Hillel is a Machmir. And I, this Mishnah says not the way. That here Beis Hillel says, you are allowed to take the ladder. So some Shita say, Rabbeinu Tam says, change around these next Gerses. And the first Mishnah is right. Other Mepharshim learn, no. It means change around the first Mishnah. That really, Beis Hillel is the one that says you are allowed to make the Kisi Adam. Like he says here, you are allowed to carry the ladder. And Beis Shammai is the one that says, no, you're not allowed to make the Kisi Adam. Like he says here, you can't make the Shita, you can't move the ladder to get the bird. So whatever it is, you have to change around the Shita to make the two Mishnahs in Shtim, the same Machlokes as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That one is a Maker, one's a Machmir. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Mari asked, no, what was the whole Kashi? I mean, my... When did Beis Shammai say in the first Mishnah that you're allowed to make a Kisi Adam? If you shechted the Chayo Oif on Yomtiv, Elahecha Dika Dakenoitz. Only because I call upon him, you have a shovel already stuck into the ground before Yomtiv. So Beis Shammai says that's enough Mukhin, it's not like Muksa, therefore you're not doing anything wrong. Therefore it's a pure Mitzvah Kisi Adam, that's why Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do it. Avalhecha Deleka Dakenoitz. But in the case we don't have a dakenoitz, there are some reasons why you should not do it. Loi, then Beis Shammai is not a mekel. Beis Shammai is a machmir. So the reason why Beis Shammai says now Mishnah you can't carry the ladder, because by the ladder, since it's a mara sign, people will say this person is taking the ladder to climb up his roof to fix the roof. That's why Beis Shammai says nothing doing. You can't carry the ladder. So there's no stira. When you have the svar to say it's osur, Beishami Taka says it's osur. Just the first mishnah by Kisi Adam, there, since Beishami holds you have your shovel stuck into the ground before Yom Tov, he holds that's called like it's mukhin. It was already prepared before Yom Tov, like you stuck your shovel into the ground, seeing that you want to use this dirt. So the dirt is like mukhin already. So there, Beishami says you're not doing anything wrong. So like maybe there's no machlokes here. Vinami, and also the opposite way. Why is Beis Hillel making our mission here that you're allowed to carry this ladder on Yom Tov from one bird nest to another bird nest? El the Shaitcha Mechicholov. Because it's a special type of a ladder. It's a ladder that people could see. It's a bird nest ladder. That's why he's making. There's no Marasayan. Abel Hosom Loi. Mashenki, by covering the Kisi Adam, there Beis Hillel says the dirt is called Muxer. Even though you stuck the shovel in before Yom Tov, that doesn't make a nice mukhsa, it's still mukhsa. That's where there, but still is machmer. So it could be there's no stira. You don't have to change around any gears. So Gemara says, Eli kasha or kasha. Like when you ask the kasha, the next few mishnayos of this perek is the same, we're going through now all the mishnayos in Kemad. It's an achleik, it's Beisil and Beishamai, and different in Yonim by Yom Tov, could you be makel or not? So we're going to ask another kasha now, another stira. Ha kasha. The next mishnah says, Beishamai yomrim lo yito lelimken nenanem avoid yoyim. You're not allowed to take a bird on Yom Tov unless you shook the bird before Yom Tov. In other words, the Shiloh, we don't let you on Yom Tov come into the bird nest and stop take out a chicken, whichever one you pick up. Because we're afraid, we'll see later, maybe you pick up this chicken and you see it's too small, it's not good, you'll put it down and take another one. And you picked up the first one for no purpose. Therefore we say, if you want to take chickens on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, go in the nest there and pick out which chicken you want, and that's the one you use tomorrow. So the Shiloh says, lo yito, don't take chickens or birds, unless you picked it up and saw already before Yom Tov that this is the one, it's fat enough, it's good enough, that you can eat on Yom Tov. Or Beis Hillel is making and says, no, you don't have to pick up the bird. It's enough just to stand nearby and say, this and this is the one I'll take. In other words, you look there, stare at it, this chicken looks nice, this is the one I'm going to take. So that's enough to say, to Alma, what do we see from here? That Gabe Simchas Yontif Negeta Locha Simchas Yontif, that Be Shamai Lechumro, or Be Sil Lakula, Be Sil is a Michael to say that you're allowed to take the bird just by saying which one you want, and Be Shamai is a bigger Machma to say no, you have to pick it up before Yontif. Or remember when this Abbas Diru from our first Mishnah, that it says, Ashoichet Chayev Yef Yontif Yeshech the Chayev, or the chicken on Yontif, that Be Shamai says you are allowed to make the Kisi Adam, and Be Sil says no, you see, Be Sil is a bigger Machmir. So again, Amr Rabbi Yechon Machlav Hashita, change around, eat again, change around either one to make both Beisil and Beishamai equal. That Beishamai either, again, we said to Shalom which one to change around, but either Beishamai is Machma both cases, and Beisil is Michael both cases. For the Gemara again, Vidilma Lahi, like maybe there's no question altogether. That Ad Kan Lo Yamri Beishamai, when does Beishamai say? In the first Mishnah, that you allow to make the mitzvah Kisi Adam, Elahecha Dika Dakanoitz again, only because you have the shovel stuck into the ground before Yom Tov, Shabbai Sama, it's Tzvari, that's like Mukhin, it's not Muksa, it's prepared already, the dirt. So you're not doing anything wrong. You have the blood on the floor, and you have your shovel stuck into the ground before Yom Tov, all you have to do is just pick it up and cover it, it's Mutter. Ah, Volhecha Deleka Dakanoitz, Mashenka, the next Mishnah.